Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're hanging with us all on Monumental Sports Network. You're watching us, apparently, on the YouTube stream. Today is the first day of the new us, B. There's no YouTube. We don't have to click on any links.
There we go.
Like, we don't have to worry. White Brian's in charge. It's a whole new world.
That's the problem.
What are your predictions for the success rate of
you
this
just
whole
said White Brian's in charge.
YouTube stream
you
world.
You got to be here to be in charge.
He's here. I'm looking at him.
I know he's here, but Brian is late most days.
It's going to be interesting. He's here right now. He's here right now, and he's ready to rock. You know who else is here right now? Ooh. Or maybe not right now, but on his way. That would be Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, we talked about this, and we're like, I don't know. We'll see. It happened.
He had put out a lot of stuff yesterday that this was the place he wanted to go.
It's remarkable. I mean, we are in the middle of NFL coaching carousel, and yet the Wiz are the biggest story in town, dude. Trading for Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a lot of Wizards talk. My boy CJ Holmes, senior NBA writer in New York, is going to join us to kind of break it down. Chris Miles, NBA TV, is going to join us at 11. I want to open the phone lines up to talk Wizards basketball, which is something we probably haven't done in like 2 years, honestly.
Uh-huh.
But I think there's real excitement about this trade and kind of what it opens up for. My kind of quick reaction, Trae Young is a hooper. I mean, the way he could shoot, I had somebody tell me when this was kind of happening, he's going to be the best point guard in D.C. since John Wall. I think he will open a lot of stuff up. Mm-hmm. Just imagine like the high screen and roll with Trae Young and Alex Saar, a guy whose offensive game is really developing. It's pretty damn exciting.
It's exciting, and I was excited about it when I heard about it because I know we look at stuff and we want to – I've seen people wonder, is it going to mess up the growth of the young guys? But you know what? No team is built with all young guys. No team is built with all old guys. If he can still ball out, he will have space. We talk about how long of a range Trae Johnson has. That opens up a lot of the floor for him as well. You know, you talk about the pick and roll with Alex Saar. It makes his team have multiple options of getting scores on the board. And when you talk about a guy, you say he's a bucket. That says a lot about your basketball team. That's a dude that can get points no matter what. And I think we've had too many years where we can't just have a guy to just go out there. Like, Gil was that guy. John Wall was that guy. You know, Jameson and Karan were those guys. Trae is the same type of guy. And I understand he may be a little older than those other guys. But in basketball age, he's still young.
He's 27.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that, like, yeah, the rest of these dudes are 19 and 20, but he's only 27. He doesn't turn 28 till September. Like, it's a four-time All-Star.
Yes.
Obviously, they had that Eastern Conference Finals run. I think that may have been his rookie year. Dude could play. He could fill it up. He's a hell of a shooter. His range is half court. Now, I don't know enough about the questions, right? Because there are questions. But just... you've got Trae Johnson's 19, Bubs 20, Saar is 20, Bilal's 21, Keyshawn George is like the old guy at 22.
Mm-hmm.
All of those guys on rookie deals, you haven't paid a ton for any of those dudes. I mean, I guess Bilal's now in his third season, right? Like, my concern is if Trae Young, who is a ball-dominant player, needs... I don't know how he impacts the development of the other young guys, but I also think the development of the other young guys might be helped by a really good ball handler.
Yeah.
Like, Bob is not having the year many had hoped, I would say. Mm-hmm. And I think if Sarr and Trey Johnson have a dude that is going to draw defenders, it might really help them open things up.
Yeah.
Now, when we first heard about this, we had heard it'd be Trey Young and a pick because they want to dump the salary. No picks were exchanged. This was just Kispert and McCollum for Trey Young. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of to make the math work. If you're just talking about who got the better player in this deal, it's undoubtedly Washington.
Yeah.
Whenever you see something like that, it gives me pause, like, well, why are they giving this dude away, more or less?
But trades happen in the NBA all the time, Jay. I mean, we gotta separate NFL and NBA. NBA, Kevin Durant was traded multiple times and was all over the league. LeBron James has gone to all types of teams. In the NBA, star players move. In NFL, when we see a player moving, we have to question a lot about, well, why they giving them up. In the NBA, that one person could change a team. Okay, and whether it's for 4 years, 5 years, 2 years, whatever, but he can change a team. And I think, like, how they're going to fit and how you stop from the growth of the other kid, that's on Brian Keith now. He has to be able to work that thing out. His GM and his president say, hey, this is a guy we think can help this basketball team. He has to figure that out.
See, I also think, I don't believe this is like, we're trading for Trae Young. He's a long-term, 10-year piece. We're all going to develop. I think these guys are still in just flip mode. Like, is that the name of Busta Rhymes squad, flip mode?
Yeah.
I think you get Trae now because his stock is at a low point, and he has a player option for next year, which he'll probably exercise. It's going to pay him $50 million. Mm-hmm. I think I would exercise that. And then in Washington, fresh start, this dude Schlenk is on the Wizards front office. He was the dude in Atlanta when they drafted Trae Young. I think Trae wanting to come to Washington, a lot of it has to do with this front office dude who he knows he can trust, has a relationship, whatever. I think Trae is going to get the looks he wants on this roster. I think it's kind of similar to Jordan Poole. Not Trae Young's a way better player than Jordan mm-hmm. Poole, but there were a lot of questions about Poole. Hey, if you're trying to develop this young roster, how can you have this shoot-first guy that's always looking for his own and not necessarily part of the team? They were able to let Poole play, build his stock back up, and then they flipped him. Like, mm-hmm. I will be zero surprised if a year from now Trae Young gets moved to a team that needs some scoring, that is trying to compete for a title, and they get a lot back for him. And I kind of think that's the plan.
What if he doesn't? What if he comes here and play great and this team is going good and they feel we're going to keep him around? Because, like, when you look at all those guys you just named, 19, 20 years old, they're not going to all be here in 5-6 years anyway.
Sure.
Because they're going to start asking for money and they got to go different places. The thing about it is, I've always said you got to have a delicate balance of young and old on a basketball team. If Trae Young can still fill it up, You keep going with him. If Trae Young is going to bring you a haul, you make that move. At this point, they have to also keep fans interested and excited about something.
I don't
something.
Think that's what this is about, because I think they've already made the commitment to, like, they've been so bad that, I mean, you're talking 13
I understand.
Wins.
I understand that.
Like, the old days of we have to keep guys around to keep people in the building, they've diverted so far from that.
I don't know if – I'm not saying it's like that, but you get to a point after a certain amount of years, people are not going to keep listening to we still building. You got to have some level of excitement, some level that brings me – what make me want to come and check it out, to be looking at it. And you – that's a guy that can get that done. You know, he can have crowds coming in just to see him shoot.
Do you see the video of him finding out he was traded, sitting on the bench, and then walking into the locker room?
Yeah.
That was pretty rough.
But that happens in the NBA sure. all the yeah. time.
It's a unique league, man.
Was sitting on the bench because they knew they were about to trade him.
Well, I think he's played...
he played 10 games this year.
Played 10 games
yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
So clearly he's unhappy. Maybe a fresh start is what is needed for all parties. ESPN's Shams Charania is the one that broke the news of the trade. Here's how Shams kind of explained the Wizards' big move.
Malika, Trae Young wanted to be a Washington Wizard. He believes he can be a young anchor of this Washington Wizards rebuild. This has clearly been a team that's been drafting high. They're trying to figure out how to take the next step. And Wizards officials believe that Trae Young is that next step in their vision long term. And they want to build with Trae Young. And this is a team that's filled with young players, talented young players. They're gonna have $46 million in cap space. And so Trae Young being that piece, and then CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert end up in Atlanta. But how does this end with Trae Young and his era over with the Hawks? And it's because it started in the offseason when the Hawks decided not to offer a contract extension to Trae Young. He has this season and next year, $49 million player option. They decided not to give him a contract extension offer. And now Trae Young is going to make his case for a long-term future with the Wizards.
It's interesting. Like, you're getting Trae at a time where he needs to produce. Now, granted, he could pick up this player option for next year. Apparently, there's a 15% trade kicker, which I was unaware of, which means you get another 15% bonus to your salary if you get traded, which is a hell of a job by an agent or whoever came up with that theory.
That agent was smart.
He can also waive it. I'm not really sure why you would, but he can waive that.
Waive it if you're going to. If you end up in a situation you're about to get traded and you're going somewhere you know is contender, I'll waive it.
Right.
If you're about to send me to a bust-ass team, I ain't waiving it. If I'm going to go to that team, then I want all of it.
Right. So. And I think the biggest thing that's interesting to me is...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a thousand-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You said a buster-ass team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are the Wiz out of the buster-ass team?
The Wiz
category?
Have a lot of young, up-and-coming talent. And if just like I told you, I watched that game the other night. And if you've watched this team over the years, they may not be winning a ton of games, but you see a lot of exciting players on that team. You see the guys starting to play better together. They won 6 of 10 games. You start bringing in a veteran player and you start getting a little bit more out of this team, I think they can flourish quicker than we think. Now, I don't think they have enough to just go and be competing for, like you said, the 7th spot.
No.
They still going to have to grow on that, but you're watching those young dudes begin to play some high-level basketball, and they're getting great confidence. And confidence can take you over the hump. Because I watched Sar play last year and earlier this year, and that's a totally different guy I saw playing the game 2 nights ago.
I agree with that.
You know, so you can see the growth happening with them, and hell, you get somebody in this thing and they start to get a good feel, hey, those young dudes can run a lot more than those old dudes can.
Totally agree with that. I don't think the Wiz are close. So the play-in tournament is 7 through 10, right? The Wiz are 17 games behind the Bulls. Also, probably worth pointing out, the Wiz got drilled last night in Philly. But, you had guys have to leave the bench for Washington. But I think they didn't play McCollum because they knew they were about to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards' first-round pick is top 8 protected. So they have to remain bad enough to lock in that pick. I believe even with this trade for Trae Young, keeping that pick remains a priority, where if we get to March and all of a sudden the Wiz are winning, right now their win percentage is 278. Let's say that climbs up to 368 with Trae in town, and all of a sudden they could be in danger of missing, of not locking in the first round pick. I think all of a sudden at that point you'll start to see some people with back spasms, and they'll just start shutting some guys down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with me that the pick protection is still going to be more important than winning, or do you think this changes that calculus?
I think they are starting to get a rhythm now, and they want to see where things are. to start moving forward. That pick is probably important, but I think if they see some things and some growth on this basketball team and some of the talent they have, it may not be as important. Because what you're starting to see is these guys are starting to believe in themselves. These guys are starting to show they can compete and make noise in this league. You start getting some other pieces along the way, then you start getting fans seeing that, hell, these guys getting better and you still trying to lose? You have problems in that part right there.
I think you get one more year of, especially with fans understand. I think if you're a Wizards fan at this point, you understand the pick protection and what the long-term goals are and all that stuff. And I think people will understand. I won't be shocked at all if that's what happens. It's going to be interesting, though. Trae Young's going to change this up. And I was already going Friday night. Pelicans are coming to town. Derek Queen's coming to town. Assuming that... Now, NBA trades are weird. It has to be made official at some point today. I guess it becomes official. Maybe that's not till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Trae Young will play Friday night. He might be hurt, right? Like, I guess we got to find that out. If he's only played 10 games out of roughly 35, you got to find out how healthy he is. But even if he's just in the building, I think the Wizards game Friday night with Derek Queen on one side, the Maryland, player, Maryland alum, whatever you want to call him, and then the Wiz winning a couple games lately, getting Trae Young, I think that will be the juiciest Wizards game in a while. Not to mention, the Pelicans stink. The Wiz could win that. The Wiz could be favored in that game, honestly. Mm.
They probably should be.
The Wiz have more wins than the Pelicans.
Mm.
Isn't this kind of surprising? The Wiz are not the worst team in the East. The Pacers are. Do you know what the Pacers' record is?
What, they got like 5-6 wins?
6-31. Mm-hmm. Now you have a massive injury in the NBA Finals, and they're clearly going to try to like parlay that into some picks to support Haliburton when he comes back. The Pelicans are 8-31. The Kings are 8-29. So not only are the Wiz not the worst team in the NBA, they're not bottom three.
And they were trying to lose.
Dude, and the
not necessarily trying to lose, but they were making sure that the young people were going to play.
And the Wiz are right around. The Jazz only have 12 wins. The Clippers only have 13. The Nets only have 11. The top eight thing becomes a real thing at some point.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the lottery balls bounce. Like, if you have to be bottom six to guarantee your top eight, you know what I mean? Because teams can slide down. So you might have to be bottom five or six to guarantee. White Brian, I feel like you might know that. Like, where do you have to be to guarantee you keep that pick? Because it's not just eighth worst. It's got to be a little bit higher based on lottery stuff, right?
I would guess.
You got honestly, the lottery is so convoluted with rules, it's hard to keep up with.
All right, Dub B, while we got you, how we doing on the stream? This is the first day of the new stream.
Yeah, so far so good.
But now I don't know where the chat is. I don't know where anything is.
You go to
the chat.
You go
we're going to have to figure that out.
You go to 106.7. I mean, go to 106.7 The Fan on YouTube.
I'm at 106.7 The Fan on YouTube.
You can't find that chat. The chat, it only pops up right there.
All right, hang on. Let's see. Oh, the chat's there.
Yeah.
What up, chat? All right. Here's what we're going to do. CJ Holmes will join the program next, breaking down this Trae Young trade for the Wizards. What'd they get? How'd this go? How did it land that a four-time All-Star?
That looks so much better. These new cameras than that stuff we had before.
Does it?
It's clearer, dog.
I'm still seeing a Collars & Co. ad. Yo, I wore my Merino wool polo last night. I saw you
eating your cheese pizza.
Yo, that pizza, the cheesy bread.
Cheesy
phenomenal.
Bread, yeah.
I'm thinking about Jeff Walker's birthdays next week. Maybe we get a Paisano's feast in here.
Hey, we could do that today.
CJ Holmes joins us next.